Walking through Bayview can feel a little like stepping back in time. The community is made up of over 400 Victorian-style cottages, two hotels, and a small campus, which residents say is home to the oldest music festival in the country. The sounds of musicians practicing can sometimes be heard throughout the campus. But some residents say Bayview isn't as welcoming as it appears. Don Duquette is a cottage owner in Bayview and part of the group behind The Suit.
Right now, we're living in a community where Jews are not welcome, Muslims are not welcome, Christians who identify as Christian but don't attend an active church, they can't buy a cottage.
Duquette says the religious requirement became part of the community's bylaws in the 1940s.
As a condition of membership, a person had to be of the Caucasian race and of Christian persuasion. And as many people know, back in the day, Christian persuasion is a euphemism for not Jewish.
Duquette says while the race requirement is no longer part of the community, the religious requirement has remained. Today, would-be cottage owners have to provide a signed letter from a pastor saying they actively attend a Christian church.
We call our home in Petoskey, which is on the Bear River, Bayview in Exile.
This is John Agria. He's also with the group behind The Suit, although he's no longer a member of the community. He says his daughters weren't interested in attending church.
This is where we moved when we were forced really to sell our cottage because our daughters did not qualify as members, therefore they could not inherit.
Agria's story is not unique. Other members have raised concerns about their own children who have married into different faith practices or have moved away from the church. Their cottages remain in limbo.
Bayview is really rejecting its children, or at least the children who don't toe the line that their parents would like them to toe.
But some members say the religious requirement is what makes Bayview special. Dick Crossland is a 75-year resident of Bayview. His grandchildren are the fifth generation of his family to come here. He says Christianity has made this community what it is.
Not that people who aren't Christians aren't good people, but we do have, you know, a sense of community and Christianity here that I think could be lost over time if we change.
Crossland says parents of kids moving away from their Christian faith have asked him to keep fighting to keep the requirement.
Our kids aren't attending church and they can't buy a cottage. And please keep pressing to keep the Christian membership requirement because we think that'll be one incentive for our kids to go ahead and go to church.
Bayview plaintiffs held an informational session recently, hoping to plead their case to other residents. The night of the session, attendees pack a conference room to hear Sarah Prescott, the lawyer for the group bringing the suit, outline the case. Using three giant boards plastered with sections of the Fair Housing Act, Prescott goes line by line, deconstructing why she believes Bayview's religious requirement violates the act.
What Bayview's bylaws provide and the religious test that Bayview has been running is pretty clearly, I would say quite clearly, flagrantly, contrary to state and federal housing laws.
Some in attendance, like Eric Brysack, worried that taking the case to court will lead to Bayview being classified as a village or city. In other words, a government agency.
Which means that we can have nothing to do with the establishment of religion, which I believe would prohibit us from hiring a worship director, having Christian programming, because that programming is mostly paid for by assessments on each cottage.
Prescott, however, claims she offered to settle out of court with Bayview on the terms that the religious tests would be removed, but they could keep their non-governmental status.
But we were told, negotiations over, and I said, okay, if that isn't good enough for you, I'm confused, truly and honestly I am, and I'll see you in court.
Lawyers for Bayview did not respond to our request for comment. Some residents, like Jeb Brown, saw the whole session as an attack.
Basically, this was a thinly veiled threat to the community, and we really need to assess how much validity there is to the threat.
But, John Agria says, Bayview is having a long overdue conversation about change.
For these people who are fairly conservative in their Christianity and in their political beliefs, the world is changing. And the world is changing in a way in which they're not comfortable. So if we can't maintain these values elsewhere, we can certainly maintain them here.
But, Agria says, opening the community up is the only way forward for Bayview. The suit against Bayview is scheduled to be heard in federal court on Monday. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.